Taxpayer-funded Catholic group urges illegal aliens to refuse to comply with ICE officers. By Warner Todd Houston on January 28, 2025. Catholic Charities of Milwaukee has posted a video to social media urging illegal migrants to refuse to comply with the legal orders of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials, and even misleadingly claimed illegals are not legally required to comply. The video is narrated by Barb Graham, who calls herself an attorney at Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee in the Refugee and Immigration Services Program, who offers help for illegal aliens to understand their rights if they are confronted by an ICE agent. All people living in the United States, including people who are undocumented, have certain rights under the United States Constitution, Graham claims. Catholic Charities' shocking video instructing illegals on how to avoid ICE. You tax dollars fund this shit. They receive millions in government grants. pic.twitter.com/ltg0ogare. Juanita Broderick, at a 10SNET, January 27, 2025. If immigration officers, what we sometimes call Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, come to your workplace, Graham continues, they must have a valid search warrant or the consent of your employer to enter non-public areas. If you are undocumented, and immigration officers come to your workplace, be aware of the following. First, do not panic and do not run away. If you are frightened and feel like you need to leave, you can calmly walk toward the exit. If you are stopped, you may ask if you are free to leave. If the officer says no, do not try to exit the building. If you are questioned, you may tell them you want to remain silent. Watch, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Whatever is needed at the border will be provided. Graham also tells illegal aliens they do not have to identify themselves, answer any questions, or show any documents. Of course, illegal aliens do not have all the same rights as U.S. citizens, and federal authorities do have the right to arrest and deport them. According to the ICE website, ICE has the general authority to detain aliens who are subject to removal or removal proceedings. ICE can detain any illegal with or without a warrant. The ICE website notes that Section 287 of the Immigration and Nationality Act provides ICE officers the authority to arrest aliens without a judicial warrant. No judge in this country has the authority to issue a warrant for a civil immigration violation. The power given to ICE derives primarily from two federal statutes, Sections 236 and 287 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, INA, according to the Congressional Research Service. The 287G program even allows ICE to work with state and local law enforcement to arrest and remove illegal aliens. Watch, U.S. Marine Corps troops helping to secure the southern border. Indeed, the Trump administration has reminded ICE agents that they have the right to enter schools and churches and other such facilities in pursuit of illegals. The Catholic Church has never maintained that deportation is against its teachings. The Church does say that government officials have a duty to defend and protect their citizens and regulate immigration. Per Catechism of the Catholic Church 2241. Not only that, but contrary to what Graham says, the Church also requires migrants to respect the countries to which they wish to emigrate, saying in 2241, immigrants are obliged to respect with gratitude the material and spiritual heritage of the country that receives them, to obey its laws and to assist in carrying civic burdens. This catechism runs quite contrary to what Catholic Charities is promulgating. It is also notable that polls show a majority of U.S. Catholics do not support their church's extreme views in favor of illegal migrants. 43% of 1,342 self-identified Catholics in a July poll said they want the inflow reduced, according to a summary by the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate, CARA, at Georgetown University. Just 23% favor more migration, even though 37% of the respondents said they are Latinos and 41% said they are Democrats. Just 30% said they were Republican. 23% said they want migration to be raised, and 34% said they want it to be kept at its current level. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.